This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at John 3. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. I tell you, no one can see the kingdom," Jesus said, "the kingdom of God, without being born from above." Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can I enter a second time into my mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you that you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of the wind, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you don't understand these things? Truly, truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. I have told you about earthly things, and you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? The one who descended from heaven is the one that will be lifted up like the serpent in the wilderness, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world, you, that he gave his only Son, you, so that everyone who believes in him, you, may not perish, but have eternal life." Oh yes, God so loved the world. He loves you. The Son of God was crucified for you and for me. The Son of God rose from the dead for you and for me. The Son of God pours out Pentecostal power, Holy Spirit, for you and for me, so that we can do the works of God, so that we could know by grace we've been saved by the blood of Jesus. We've conquered death through his death and resurrection. Paul writes, "Death, where is your sting?" The sting of death has been taken by the crucified Jesus, the risen Savior. Oh, yes. No one wants to leave the earth. I understand that. But when it's time, you'll be ready. When it's time, I'll be ready. My mother, when it was time, said, "I want to go home." And she wasn't talking about East Boston. She was talking about heaven. I tell you, when it's time, we want to go home. But do you belong to Jesus? Do you belong to Jesus? That's the issue. You say, I've been baptized. Hallelujah, I was too. But do you know him as an adult? Have you experienced his love, his presence, his kindness? Have you met the Lord? You can't meet the Lord. Oh, yes, you can. I met him. I met him in 1968. I meet him quite often when I preach the Word of God. You can meet Jesus. He's the risen Savior. He died for you. He was buried for you. And he rose from the dead for you so that you might have new life and not perish and go to hell. It's all about Jesus and what he did for you and me on the cross. That's why the good thief was told, today you will be with me in paradise. The blood of Jesus cleansed the good thief from sin. I tell you, we need to proclaim this from the tops of roofs, because people don't know that Jesus has taken the burden of sin to himself and has given us new life through his death and resurrection and the coming of the Spirit. Most people don't know you can have a new life in Christ. Most people don't know you can start again new as you give your life to Jesus, as you confess your sins and go to confession. Most people don't know. They think, well, you know, that's for Father Tom. No, no. That's for us. That's for you. That's for me. That's for us. He wants you to know that he wants to give you a new life, a brand new life in him. He already has taken all your sins and my sins upon the cross. He's waiting for us to go to confession and to surrender our lives to him. Oh, yes, it's all about surrender. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus today? Have you given him your life today? Well, if you haven't, let's do it now. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus. I give you my life now, Lord Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me. I repent. I need you. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come dwell in my heart by faith. Come. Be the Lord of my life. Please come now. Amen. I tell you, prayers like that change people. Because the Holy Spirit comes upon the people who pray prayers like that. And God comes to do a new thing. When Saul fell to the ground, he got up a new person. The Lord said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Saul said, who are you, Lord, who I am persecuting? Jesus said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, the one you are persecuting. I tell you, when he fell to the ground, he lost his heart of stone, and God gave him a heart of flesh instead. That happened on the road to Damascus. And it can happen to you. Oh, yes, at baptism I was saved by the blood of the Lamb. But as an adult, I surrendered to Jesus in August of 1968. I gave him my life. I wanted to live my baptismal life in the power of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He took it. He took it. And if he takes it from me, he'll take it from you. But you need to be open to the Spirit of God. We're not open. We think, well, you know what? That's good for Father Tom. That's good for Anthony. But not me. Oh, yes, you. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That's you. That's me. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. That's God's will, to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, you and me. And Jesus says in Luke's gospel, you fathers know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? Much more. More, more, more of the Holy Spirit. And it tells us in James, you have not, because you ask not. It was many years ago at the Cenacle prayer meeting. We are giving the Life in the Spirit seminar. And the next week, we will be praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, John baptized you with water. But in several days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, that's God's will, that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's God's will, that we experience Pentecost. That's God's will, that it happened to you and to me. But there's a cost in Pentecost. The cost will be Romans 12:1, offer your lives as a living sacrifice of praise, which is your spiritual worship. I tell you, I offered my life, and again today, my life as a living sacrifice of praise. You can do it where you are. You might be crying today. You might be in the car today. You can offer yourself as a living sacrifice of praise to Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you can go to confession. Oh, yes. I remember people telling me, after I offered myself as a living sacrifice of praise, and Jesus came into my life as an adult, I knew I needed to go to confession. How many people have told me that? No one said to them, now you've got to go to confession. No, no. The Holy Spirit said to them, now you need to go to confession. Oh, yes. A brand new life. When Saul fell to the ground, and when he got up, he was a new person. He had a heart of flesh. We need a heart of flesh, but in order to get a new heart, we've got to give up the old one, the stony heart, the sinful heart, the heart of selfishness. Oh, yes. Do you want a new heart? If you want it, you've got to give the old one up, because there's no new heart without having a heart transplant. We remember Dr. Barnard. He was the first one to give us the physical heart transplant. But our Lord Jesus has been doing that since his resurrection and death. A new heart. a brand new heart, a new life, a brand new life. Our Lord Jesus has done it on the cross in resurrection as I give my life to him. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Use me. I want to be used, Lord. I want to tell people about you. I want to pray with people. Use me, Lord. And he wants to do that more than you want it. You see, you were not meant to be a pew potato. You were not meant to sit in a pew for 45 minutes or an hour a week. You were meant to be a witness of Jesus. Jesus says in the Acts of Apostles, Acts 1:8, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. A witness in the court has a first-hand experience of someone or something. You can have a first-hand experience of Jesus Christ. You can meet him. You can give your life to him. You can confess your sins in the sacrament of penance. I tell you, we don't even know what we have. We don't even know what we have. We have him knocking at the door of our hearts, knocking at the door, and we think, well, I'm not good enough. I tell you, no one's good enough. That's because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Me, you, and everybody else. But the gift of God in Christ Jesus is eternal life for you. God wants to give you himself through faith. You already received him at baptism. Now as an adult, you can open the door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me. He's knocking. And there used to be a song, I hear you knocking, but you won't come in. I tell you, I hear you knocking, and I invite you in. I invite you in, Lord. I'm in need. I'm in need of salvation. I'm in need of you. I'm in need. I'm in need. And he tells us, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. Never. He's not into rejection. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. But we need to say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon me. I need Pentecost. I need to know the power of Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's for you. It's for me. And I'm seeing people who have backslid. And it's for you that you've backslid. And Jesus wants you to renew your faith again in him by surrendering your life. Stop looking at the darkness and look at Jesus. He comes to you today through the forgiveness of your sins in his precious blood. Thomas Aquinas says, I believe that when the penitent is walking to the confessional, they've already been forgiven because they've made a turn, and their turn is to Jesus. It's real. It's real. And you know what? He not only wants to forgive you, but he wants to fill you with power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. That's you. That's me. How many of us will believe Jesus? You shall be my witness, and a witness has first-hand experience. I don't only know about him. By grace, I know him. Oh, there's much more of him that I need to know. But I know him. I know him by grace. I know he went to the cross for me. Not only for me, but for you. I know he took our sins to himself for me and for you. I know that he died on the tree of the cross for you and for me. And I know he rose from the dead, hallelujah, for you and for me. And he says, you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. That's why we need Pentecost. We need Pentecost. We need that the Holy Spirit would come upon us in a mighty way. We need that that Holy Spirit would come upon our pain, our lack of faith, our lack of hope, our lack of love. We need that Holy Spirit to come in a magnificent way. We need Pentecost. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. So let's ask. Let's ask now. As we are, let's ask Jesus. Jesus, come dwell in my heart by faith. Come dwell in my heart by faith. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Let your blood wash me clean. Let your blood wash me clean. Jesus, come into my heart and forgive me and fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill me with Pentecost. Fill me, God. I'm desperate. I need Pentecost. But you've got to remember, there's a cost in Pentecost. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice of praise, which is your spiritual worship. There's a cost in Pentecost. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. Lord, you can have my body. Lord, you can have my body. Lord, you can have my soul. Lord, you can have my soul. Lord, you can have my spirit. Lord, you can have my spirit. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. Wash me clean with your blood. Wash me clean with your blood. I want to be a witness. I want to be a witness. I want to tell the world one at a time that you're the Lord. You're the forgiver of sins. You're the one who heals us in faith, not only spiritually, but physically, psychologically. Oh, yes, there's so much that God does through Christ who died and rose for us and through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's so much. Most of us are living on a piece of bread when there's a whole loaf that was just baked in the oven that's for us, for you, and for me. Don't be satisfied with a piece. Ask for the whole thing, the whole loaf, in the name of Jesus. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.